This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Breakfast is a Dangerous Meal: Why You Should Ditch Your Morning Meal for Health and Well-Being by Terence Keeley. Read by Gordon Griffin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. I was contracted to submit the first draft of this manuscript to my publishers on the 31st of January 2016. The day before, on the 30th of January, the Times trailed on its front page an article by Angela Epstein, a health journalist, entitled Eight Great Weight Loss Myths. Skipping breakfast was myth number four. A recent study by Louisiana State University found that a 250-calorie serving of oatmeal, porridge, for breakfast resulted in reduced calorie intake at lunch. Some people like to do the crossword, but my morning hobby is to find the catch in claims that breakfast is good for me. So where was this article's catch? I had 24 hours in which to uncover it. It wasn't hard to locate the study, which had just been published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, where I discovered that it had actually come jointly from Louisiana State University and PepsiCo, which owns the Quaker Oats Company. That is obviously a different provenance than from Louisiana State University alone. The study showed, moreover, that compared with a breakfast of honey nut...